There was a lot of turnover in the Dillingham City School District last spring. The district hired 22 new staff members for this year. But some of those teachers don't leave school after classes end for the day.
This is room 200, which is the middle school science room.
Okay, I'm finished grading. That was easy.
Dan Bonzer moved from Oklahoma to Dillingham last month with his wife, Lisa. Their daughter, CJ, also moved with them and is an instructional aide for the special education program. Right now, the family lives in the school, as do their two cats.
Some of our bedding is over there, and then the first two totes over there, food.
Each night, they get their clothes ready for the next day and inflate air mattresses they brought from home. Bonzer says the first few weeks have been tough.
The best way to describe it is I've done a lot of different jobs in my life, and I've never been this exhausted. It's a lot.
This is Bonzer's first year teaching, so he's getting used to planning lessons and working in a classroom. Sleeping in the school brings that stress to a whole new level.
We're sleeping in a classroom. Luckily, you know, it's a sizable room, that kind of stuff. But, you know, we have to pack up everything every morning to make sure there's room for the class. Yeah, it really starts. It's taking its toll. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Housing in Dillingham is extremely limited. There are no official resources for people looking to rent living space. A lot of people find housing through mutual connections or Facebook groups. Bonzer says when they were offered the jobs, the school district said it would help them navigate the search.
We have a bead on one house, but it needs to be connected to the sewer, and there's not enough plumbers to get that done, and the homeowner's been waiting a long time for that to happen anyway.
Another limitation is transportation. Housing further away from school could mean buying a car in Anchorage and barging it over. That would cost between $3,000 and $6,000.
That's not including the price of the car, and that happened before we even had our first paycheck. So at some point, you're like, okay, how do we get about this? There's also, being a family, we really do need at least two bedrooms. And of course, we added the problem of bringing the cats. So we've had a few turns down because of the cats.
Bonzer says he got the impression the school would do more to help teachers find somewhere feasible to stay. But despite the strain, Bonzer says it's been nice to get to know other teachers staying at the school.
We've had decent community meals with all the people staying in the school. We actually had a couple of game nights where a whole bunch of us got together. Some of the teachers actually came in, and it's been pretty amazing having a good little community at school.
The school district's new human resources director, Lindsay Henry, was able to find something for herself and her dog. She says other new staff were able to find housing, too. But it's tricky when newcomers aren't familiar with the state.
I think what is difficult for people who are coming who don't have a familiarity with Alaska is that they hear about people working in the bush, and in most of those bush communities, they do provide housing. And Dillingham is kind of unique in that it's a Class A city, and we don't have to provide housing for teachers.
Henry says the district does tell staff that housing is a challenge, and they try to help them find something. They can send teachers phone numbers and the names of landlords in town.
But we can't take on that liability or responsibility of actually negotiating housing for them. So it's a challenge in many ways.
It's also competitive. Henry points out that a lot of organizations in Dillingham hire from people out of town and need housing for them. That includes the hospital, Fish and Game, and the university. Dillingham's housing shortage is acute, but it's not unique. Across the country, people are struggling to find places they can afford to rent or buy. In Alaska, the average home sales price jumped almost 9% last year. And in rural communities, the problems are compounded by the cost of shipping and building materials and the lack of construction workers and contractors. Rob Krieger is an economist with the Alaska Department of Labor.
The common thread is tight housing market, rising sales prices, limited availability, and that's, you know, home buying. On the rental side of things, broadly speaking, rents way up, vacancy rates way down, which suggests, you know, a tight rental market as well as a tight home buying market. And that's pretty much consistent throughout most of the areas that we have data for.
Krieger says the state doesn't have a good handle on what the rental market is like in rural parts of Alaska. But in general, housing prices are high and there are limited homes for sale in rural areas.
So I think you have those two factors. And I think that would probably sum it up for most of the kind of larger rural hubs as well.
The housing shortage in Dillingham is intertwined with another national shortage of teachers. Other schools have turned to teachers from other countries through the J-1 visa program, but that program also requires housing. Dillingham's new superintendent, Amy Brower, spent 5 weeks staying at the school before she found a place to live. At a recent school board work session, Brower said there were several candidates who turned down job offers because they couldn't find anywhere to stay.
I mean, we had some really good, high-quality candidates that wouldn't come because of housing. So we're at a point where, with the number of teachers that are not out there, and I said not, and the quality of teacher that we're looking for, we're going to have to find some way to do something to help get them here.
Brower said the school is working with the city of Dillingham to find long-term solutions. That could include an Alaska Housing Finance Corporation grant, which would allow a company to build teacher housing. The administration is also working with the fish processor OBI Seafoods to rent out crew quarters during the year. Until then, some teachers will continue to search for a place to sleep outside of the classroom. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.